Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Virus labeled extraordinarily widespread.
We are in a new phase.
Storm barrels up the East Coast.
Get out of harm's way if you are told to evacuate.
First splashdown in 45 years.
This is just the beginning.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a top White House advisor on the coronavirus says it is sparing no region of this country, from big cities to small towns. Cases in the U.S. now top 4.6 million, and there have been more than 154,000 deaths. Here's CBS's David Begno.
The CDC is citing a projection that more than 18,000 coronavirus deaths will happen in the next 3 weeks. And Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is warning that the nation's outbreak is entering a new phase.
What we're seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. It's into the rural as equal urban areas. And to everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus.
But some Americans appear unfazed by the virus. Video from the weekend shows nearly 1,000 people at this boat party in East Peoria, Illinois. Robert Livingston in Morristown, Tennessee, says he wasn't big on wearing masks. Then he contracted the virus.
I was healthy of a 27-year-old you're going to find, and it just absolutely kicked my butt.
There will be more talks today in Washington on a new virus relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
I'm not optimistic that there will be a solution in the very near term.
He was on Face the Nation. Democrat James Clyburn of South Carolina on the same broadcast lamented the lapse of the $600 a week federal jobless benefit.
We ought to quit jerking low-income people around. Let's lay out some security in their lives.
Well, his state is one of many up and down the East Coast bracing for Tropical Storm Isaias. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it's expected to strengthen into a hurricane, dumping a lot of rain.
There will be spots that do get up to maybe 8 or 9 inches. So want to point out that there is a high likelihood of some flooding rain.
The storm could make landfall in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper says there's a new reality for storm evacuees.
Shelters will be screening people for coronavirus symptoms. If someone has symptoms, they'll be directed to a sheltering option where they can more easily isolate or receive medical attention.
The storm brought rain and flooding to parts of Florida over the weekend, and it had an impact on yesterday's remarkable return from space for two astronauts. CBS's Mark Strassman says it was the latest technology doing it like it was done 45 years ago.
Splashdown.
Welcome back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
The first splashdown ever in the Gulf of Mexico to dodge Hurricane Isaias in the Atlantic.
We're doing pretty good so far.
Two SpaceX fast boats reached the bobbing capsule, but recreational boaters did too. A breach of safety and security.
Something like this just can endanger the whole thing.
A recovery ship hoisted aboard the capsule. The astronauts came out the open hatch on stretchers, as expected, still readjusting to Earth's gravity.
Now to Southern California, where hot, dry weather is fueling an out-of-control wildfire east of Los Angeles. CBS's Carter Evans.
Flames continue to tear through trees and dry brush on hillsides in Riverside County as winds picked up, giving the Apple Fire new life. As of late Sunday, only a small number of the thousands under evacuation orders have come to this Red Cross shelter, perhaps unaware they'll be given hotel vouchers. This is the first major wildfire in Southern California since the pandemic began. Just one more concern for people living here.
I'm picking up my mom and my kids. We have to, like, move them out of the house. You know, we're just praying for the best.
Microsoft says it is in talks to buy the U.S. part of the popular video app TikTok from a Chinese company. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says President Trump appears to be backing away from trying to shut it down.
The wildly popular app has become a source of bipartisan concern over its Chinese ownership. TikTok disputes the security concerns and said in a statement that U.S. user data is stored in the U.S. with strict controls on employee access.
We're building the safest app because we know it's the right thing to do.
Mr. Trump's closest advisors claim any action, including the sale of the app to a U.S. company, would better protect the personal data of millions of Americans.
The Marines have called off the search for 8 troops presumed dead after their landing craft sank during training late last week off the coast of Southern California. Katrina Toma Michael is a relative of one of the Marines who survived.
We're praying for them. They're men and women, their children, their spouses, their heroes, no matter what.
One other Marine who made it ashore died. 2 are in critical condition. 1 year ago today in El Paso, Texas, there was gunfire at a Walmart.
I heard doo, 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 and then it went doo, 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 like closer together. So then that's when I thought it was gunshots.
23 people were killed in the mass shooting carried out by a gunman targeting Mexicans. Events to mark the anniversary have been limited because of coronavirus restrictions. Well, bankruptcy appears to be the best fit for a new batch of retailers in trouble during the pandemic. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Not as many people are buying clothing while they're working from home or not working at all. Men's Warehouse, Joseph A. Bank, and Lord & Taylor are the latest companies to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They join Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, J.C. Penney, Brooks Brothers, and Ann Taylor, all hoping to shed debt and get out of costly leases during the pandemic.
Baseball's New York Mets took the field yesterday in Atlanta without their star slugger, Yoenis Cespedes, and for most of the 4-0 loss to the Braves, had no idea where he was. Later, GM Brody Van Wagenen revealed Cespedes had decided to opt out for the rest of the season.
Glad that he's okay, because there was a period of time where we weren't sure, and certainly we'll support him and respect his decision as he goes forward.
Also over the weekend, Brewers outfielder Lorenzo Cain opted out. The team's weekend series with St. Louis was wiped out when members of the Cardinals tested positive for the virus. Safety and affordability are keys for parents looking for vehicles for teenage drivers.
Consumer Reports and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety have a list of 65 used vehicles that are safe and affordable. Institute President David Harkey says the prices range from $5,000 to $20,000.
You know, what we're trying to do is help families who are on a budget and are looking to buy as safe a vehicle as they can.
The list has a lot of variety, but no mini cars and no sports cars. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Motorcycles will thunder into Sturgis, South Dakota later this week for the annual rally that normally draws 250,000 people. The 10-day event figures to be the largest mass gathering since the pandemic began in this country. 60% of the town's residents thought it should be canceled. That's the roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
The
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.